Hello?
Could I speak to Mrs. Gray?
You've got the wrong number.
Could I speak to Steve McQueen, please?
Sorry, Mr. McQueen is out. Can I take a message?
No, thank you. Can you tell me when Mr. McQueen will be back?
He said he'd be back in an hour or so.
It's a pity I couldn't attend the Nature Protection Center today.
You've missed a lot. Our biologist's speech was a real hit.
Why didn't you record it?
But I did. Would you like to listen to it?
Certainly I would.
The speech of the biologist.
I raise my voice against powerful monopolies, against their destructive force. What have they done to the Earth? They've turned our land into a desert of concrete and stone. Rivers that used to be so beautiful and full of fish are poisoned. Air that used to be so clean and fresh is polluted. What have they done to the skies, to the seas, to the oceans? They've created new machines, built roads and cities. The noise is maddening. They'll test their bombs till the world explodes into millions of little pieces. They've done a great deal of harm to man, and they are still doing so for profit and gain. If nobody stops them, we'll face a nuclear war. Choose life before it's too late.
Actually, a lot of what our friend says makes sense. The threat of destruction still exists.
We all come from different countries, but the problems of peace and nature protection are everybody's concern. People ought to take measures to stop arms race and fight against any threat to our environment.
We need to beautify the land instead of destroying it.
A lot depends on us.
Yes, but let's stop looking on the black side of things.
Have you noticed what wonderful weather we're having?
It's gorgeous.
A perfect day for an outing somewhere in the forest.
That's true.
I wish I was on holiday now, enjoying nature.
Have you decided where to go for your summer holiday?
Well, nothing's definite as yet. Somewhere not too hot, though. I'd be happy to stay out of town. Camping, hiking, fishing, and canoeing.
Somewhere out of the way?
Yes, the fewer holidaymakers, the better. I don't enjoy crowds.
Neither do I.
Fancy sightseeing, sunbathing, mountain climbing, or simply just walking.
I can't afford a holiday this year. But if I could, I'd travel light and in full comfort. Luxury facilities matter a lot to me.
The Baltic coast is a terrific place for such a holiday, isn't it?
Yes, if the weather's fine.
Oh, I don't like these ifs and buts. If you break a mirror, if a knife falls, if two Fridays come together.
What are you getting at?
The point is, we're speaking of nature.
So?
I hear there's nothing like the Russian countryside. What would you say to an outing this very Sunday?
We're all for it.
So, where shall we go if the weather keeps fine?
Congratulations!
You've done it!
Yeah!
Your speech was a great success.
It's the highlight of today's program.
Thank you.
My, you're looking very smart today.
It's the new suit.
It's in the latest fashion. It really becomes you.
Between you and me, was it very expensive? How much did it cost?
I paid $113. It's made of pure wool.
It's worth every penny it costs.
It's a perfect fit.
Glad you like it. I can recommend the fashion house in Mir Prospect. There are a lot of very elegant, fashionable clothes. Coats, suits for men and women, jackets, trousers, shirts, footwear, and even underwear.
Things get out of style so quickly.
Some people can't get used to new trends and ideas.
For me, the main thing is to wear what suits you, to find your own style.
Obviously, individuality is the most important thing for a person.
Before I forget, today is Steve's birthday.
Oh, it's his day today.
Many happy returns of the day.
We wish you health.
And every success.
Best wishes.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Steve. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much. Here's to everybody.
Cheers.
To you. To our friendship.